lift your hands. Heavenly Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your power that is at work. Thank you for healing, miracles, salvation, mighty power manifest today. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. We bind evil spirits. We bind demons, thrones, and evil princes. In the name of Jesus, we release the power of the Holy Spirit. We receive angels, Spirit of God, the presence of God. Thank you, Lord, for your power in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. If you have a seat, you can be seated. If not, we will not be. We are not going to be long. Tonight, I want to thank the pastors of Saboba once again for welcoming us to your city.
God bless you.
It's a great privilege to be here. And tonight, I'm preaching for a short time on Jesus Christ, the Savior and the Healer of this world. Everybody say Jesus, Savior and Healer. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is two things.
Yes, we are one.
He's the Savior of the world.
We are doing your Angamala.
And he's your healer.
Like a key as how we endure, Katisi. We are Angamala Sata Tabula.
Do you want Jesus to save you and to heal you?
Abba Kaya Sung Marcy, Akiki Good Topsy, we are now.
Amen.
Amen.
In the Bible,
Bible Pony.
It says in Luke chapter 2, verse 11, the Holy Bible, it says, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. A Savior.
David
when Jesus was born, there was announcement that a Savior has been born. Some people, when they are born, a troublemaker has been born. Some people, when they are born, a spoiler, somebody who spoils things, has been born. Some people, when they are born, a bad person has been born. But when Jesus was born, they said, today is born in the city of David a Savior. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 14 in the Holy Bible, it says, we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. So Jesus Christ came to this world with one mission, and his mission was to save you in Saboba.
Yes.
Do you want Jesus to save you?
Yes.
Now, in Acts chapter 5 in the Holy Bible, the Bible says the God of our fathers has raised up Jesus, whom you hang on a tree, and has exalted him to be a prince and a savior. So Jesus Christ has been exalted to be a prince and a savior. So if Jesus is a savior, what has he come to save us from? When Jesus came to this world, there was no electricity. There was no water. There was no road. There was even no money. There was no school. There were many things, there was nothing. So, was Jesus Christ coming to save us from having no light or no water or no job?
Yes,
when the politicians come around every 4 years, they all promise that they are coming to help and to save us from something. Usually they promise that they are saving us from the last government. Is it not true? So when Jesus came, what was he saving us from? The Bible tells us exactly what Jesus was coming to save us from. In Matthew chapter 1 and verse 20 in the Holy Bible, the Bible says, the angel said to Mary, or to Joseph, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Jesus Christ came to save us not from economic problems, but he came to save us from our sins.
Yes, anandai.
Do you have a prison here? No prison. Where is the nearest prison?
Yendi.
Do you have a lot of prisoners in Yendi? Yes. In Ghana, we have a lot of prisons. Have you visited a prison before? I have visited a prison before. Even I visited international prison. Do you know what the prisoners are praying for? Do you know why they are in prison? One day I was talking to one prisoner. And I asked him, why did you come here? What brought you here? He said, I killed somebody. That is why I am here.
And
he told me that everybody here has killed somebody before.
And
everybody here has been sentenced to death. At Nsawam prison.
Nsawam Ayondipwene.
Yes. So everybody in a prison is there because he has done something bad. One day I was with my pastor in Liberia. We went to a prison in Liberia. In this prison, I saw something I've never seen before. There was a signboard with the sins of the people in the prison. Yes. Liars. How many liars were there? They had those who have told lies in court. How many were they?
They
had
45.
45. Then thieves. How many?
Thieves were more.
More thieves.
60 something.
Then armed robbers.
Yes.
About 28.
Yes. And then rapists, people who have had sex with somebody who is not allowing it, but they are forcing.
Yes.
How many?
About 15.
Murderers.
About five.
Yes. Yeah. So all the people in the prison, they were all in the prison because of their sins. Now, God also has seen all our sins. And as for God, he has only one punishment. He doesn't have 2 years imprisonment, 3 years imprisonment, 5 years imprisonment. He has only one punishment for every sin. Yeah. You know, in Ghana, we have different punishments.
Ghana, abo.
2 years imprisonment. 5 years imprisonment. 10 years imprisonment. 15 years imprisonment. These are punishments in Ghana. As for God, he has only one punishment for every sin. Yeah. The wages of sin is death. Every sin is one punishment, death.
Hey!
God is wild,
though.
You see, you think you are bad, and God is wilder than you. So if you are here and you know you have sinned, there's only one punishment for everybody. The Bible says the wages of your sin, the payment for your sin is death.
to one bit after na apala ye unquin.
Hey. Now, how many here have told lies before? Liars. If you are like all Saboba liars should raise up their hands.
Never be you king Yamadabadana.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
How many have told about 100 lies before since you were born? About 100.
Never be nagging Yamonkop. In Yamonkop, never be nagging.
What about the pastors?
Pastor Timu.
Look at the pastors. Most of them have told lies.
But you give them away.
Hey.
Hey.
Shh.
Tell me money. Cheat.
All thieves should raise your hand. If you are a thief, raise your hand. Be careful, the police are watching them.
Hey, police thief, police thief.
How many have stolen chicken from your mother's stew before?
Never benga, benga to ko na ko na bu pore alu onto nyak na ngai.
What, wele? Wele, you've stolen wele from there.
Ah.
Is it from the watcher or what? What do they eat the wele?
Stew.
You have a wele here, wele.
Thank you.
Shh, quiet.
Coming me.
No one should move. Listen. How many have been jealous before? Jealousy. Jealousy. What about pastors? Are there pastors who have been jealous? Only four. There are some of the pastors have never been jealous. What about fornication? Sleeping with somebody who is not, you are not married to. Do you have it in Saboba? Do you it in Saboba? Raise your hand. Is it in Saboba?
Hey!
Hey! What about pastors? They are afraid to raise their hands. Listen. Quiet. Nobody should move, please. The Bible says the wages, the payment for your sin is death. That means that everybody here has been sentenced to death.
Bible
That is why no matter who you are, no matter how rich you are, no matter which country you come from, no matter how much money you have, no matter your education, no matter how important you are, you will die.
Kinapule aya gyal yo ni umona aya yo wakwa da. Aya ganya kitu pank pon dunya we ponina. Aya gyal yo nimbu wenda umona. Aya gyal pansimu umona. Talk about da aganom bo.
And from this world, you go straight to prison. It's called hell. But I have good news for you. God sent Jesus Christ to save you. He's your savior. To save you from your sins. From what you have done. You know you cannot say you have not done it. You are a sinner. How many know that you are a sinner tonight? But tonight, Jesus Christ is your Savior. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And He's here to save you from your sins. There is nobody else who has died for your sins. Do you know anybody else who has shed His blood for you? Are you glad that Jesus has died in your place? Tonight, if you believe in Jesus, your sins your lies, your mistakes will be forgiven. Do you want your sins to be forgiven? Oh, yes. When you go to prison, to visit the people, they have only one prayer. Yes, every prisoner.
No,
prisoners are not praying for a job. They are not praying for wife. They are not praying for money. They are praying to come out. And they can only come out if their sins are forgiven. That is the only way you can come out of prison. When they cancel your sin, they say, oh yes, you are not a murderer. When they say you are not a liar. And Jesus Christ came to this world as a savior to save you, to save me from my sins, from your lies, your stealing, your wickedness. And how did he save you? Through his blood. Through his blood. Through his blood. The blood of Jesus.
Yes, to us.
Now, there is nothing that can wash away your sins. What soap do you have in Saboba? Soap. What is it called?
Azuma blows. That's a round round
Azuma,
soap.
Azuma blows.
Yes, round 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 soap.
Azuma blows.
Yeah, they mold it round.
Okay, and what other soap do you have apart from Azuma Blows? Key soap. And what other soap?
Guardian. Gesia.
Silas.
Sunlight.
Sunlight. Sunlight. Yes. Sunlight. Now, Azuma Blows, Azuma Blows and key soap. It cannot wash away your sins. When you bath with Azuma Blows, and you bath, you, when you finish bathing, you are still a liar. You are still a thief. You are still a murderer.
Hey!
Hey! Azuma Blows cannot blow your sin away.
Azuma Anokul Anga Banyas at Wombre.
So what can wash away your sins? Do you understand the question? What is it that when you bath with, when you wash yourself with, your sins will be washed away? Only the blood of Jesus can wash away your sins. And that is why we came here to tell you about the blood of Jesus, about Jesus, the Savior and the healer of your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is a wonderful Savior.
Yes,
look, as for me, I love Jesus. Because Jesus loved me first. I really thank Jesus for saving me. You know, I didn't know Jesus. I didn't know him. My father didn't tell me. My mother didn't tell me. But when I found Jesus, I was so happy. He washed away my sins. And he made me a new person. You know, I was in secondary school. In Accra. When I met Jesus, I was a different person. I was following my own life, following my own ways. Then I met Jesus, and Jesus washed my sins and changed me. Since I was a teenager in secondary school, I've been following Jesus. That's why I came to Saboba. Because I want you to also know Jesus. I want everybody to know Jesus. He's the Savior. He's the healer. And he will change your life. And he will change Saboba. Give Jesus a shout of hallelujah. Oh, yes.
Yes,
yes. Jesus is a savior.
Yes,
and he's a healer. He's the greatest healer of your life. You know, I am a doctor, a real doctor.
Call your daughter out table nunala.
Yes. I used to work at Kolebu.
When I pray to the Kolebu, ask the Queen in Accra.
In Accra.
Accra Tony.
Yes. But I can tell you that many things a doctor cannot do, but Jesus can do for you. Amen.
Amen.
One day, Jesus met a woman who has been bleeding for 12 years. 12 years. You see, she had suffered from many doctors. You see, many people don't know that there are many times doctors are experimenting. They don't know what to do. Like when COVID came, we don't know what to do, so we try many things. But this woman has suffered for 12 years. She has been on admission many times. And she heard about Jesus. And she said, I'm going to where Jesus is. If I can touch the back of his shirt, I shall be made whole. Yes. If I may touch the hem of his garment. Do you know why? Because in those days, the priests, they pour anointing oil on the head, and it goes to the beard and into the dress. So they knew that the dress of an anointed person is anointed. So he said, if I can touch the dress of the anointed man, the anointing will enter me and I will be healed. Power, anointing. Jesus Christ,
Yesu Christo,
he was anointed with power to heal. And when this woman, who has been suffering for 12 years, touched the hem of his garment, the Bible says the power flowed out of Jesus and went through the shirt and entered the woman and went into her womb.
Amen. Bible
And she knew that she was healed. Now Jesus also felt something like electric power moving out of him. So the Bible says, and he felt, Jesus knew that somebody has touched him. Because he could feel that virtue or power went out like electricity.
Kakia. Mpamba na nya Yesu ponina. Upimba bia kampa kwa nuni. Le Yesu ba mu bia ke eh to ne banga ma ba mu poni. Ne na kan jangu mi ya gbosi ke. Na nya si ya. Ne me dubu ya mi ya katke ba ko nyo ya juice ke. Ne nya si ya. Hallelujah.
Power.
Mpa.
Went into the woman. And suddenly she was healed. And Jesus turned around. Who touched me? Who touched me? Who touched me? And the people said, but we are many here.
How?
And you say, who touched you? And a lot of people are touching you. But Jesus said, no. I felt the anointing coming out of me. I could feel it. I could feel the power flowing out of me. Wow. And then suddenly a lady came. She came and she knelt down at the feet of Jesus. And Jesus said, who are you? What have you done? And she told him the whole story. She said, I was bleeding for 12 years. But I heard of you. And I heard that if I can touch the hem of your garment, I will be made whole. And when I touched the hem of your garment, power came into me. And suddenly, 12 years problem has ended tonight. 12 years problem.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus said,
Daughter,
your faith has made you whole. And he lifted her up. Daughter, your faith has made you whole.
Amen.
Go home and be blessed and be healed. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. Jesus is a savior and a healer.
Yes, we are umang man no uta tailor.
You see, when you read the Bible today, even though the Bible is 2,000 years old, every problem in the Bible is still here today. Yesterday, we saw some people said they were bleeding. Last night, different problems. And right now, Jesus is here.
Yes, we do.
One time, we were having a program, and somebody's eyes opened. No one should walk. Hey, stop there.
When you touch him.
One time, we were having a program, and somebody had his eyes open. And he saw Jesus walking on the crowd. That's why I said he shouldn't move. He was walking on the heads of the people. Walking through. Yes. You know, Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be there. You see, Jesus is here right now. Either he's on the stage or he's over there. Jesus is alive. Jesus is here right now. And he's here to save you. Tonight he's standing here as a savior and as a healer. He will either save you or heal you. He will heal you of anything that has been there for years. Tonight is the end of a curse in your life. How many want this Jesus? How many want this Jesus? Jesus is the Savior. He's the Savior of Ghana. He's the Savior of Saboba. He's the Savior of the world. He's the Savior of America. He's the Savior of the whole world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he's here tonight. He said, where two or three, only two or three, are gathered in my name, I will be there. One day I was with a few, about 25 people. And I was preaching. And I look at a lady. She was sitting in front. We were just about 20 people. She was crying. Her face was wet. So I thought, why is this girl crying when I'm preaching.
Because
I don't see what my preaching should make somebody cry. So I decided not to look at her. Afterwards, I saw her. I said, why were you crying? She said, when you were preaching, just 20 people. He said, there are four chairs. There were four chairs behind. Four chairs behind.
And
my eyes opened. I saw Jesus sitting on one of the chairs, just looking at you. And Jesus was sitting there, watching me, as I was preaching to 25 people. Because Jesus said, just two or three are gathered in my name, I will come there. I will come there. Tonight, Jesus is here. He's here to save you. He's here to heal you. He's here to change your life. How many want Jesus to save you today? Everybody should stand up, please. Every standing. Now, if you are here tonight and you want Jesus to save your soul, there is one thing that he's holding right now. He's holding the blood. In the night when Jesus was betrayed, he took the blood,
the cup.
And he said, this is my blood. My blood. So right now, Jesus is holding this blood.
He's
going to pour. He's going to pour it on you. He's going to pour it on you. He's going to pour it on you. And what Azuma blows couldn't do, his soap couldn't do, water couldn't do, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Is going to wash away your sins tonight.
To one Azuma blows, men keep up with Nkido, Gersia, sunlight, Numotinina, Akama, Fintima, Wanina. Yes, you are sick. But don't come up thinking at me to a more.
If you want this blood, this blood of the Savior to wash you tonight.
Look,
nobody should move even 1 inch. Stand where you are. Stand.
Hey.
Stand where you are now. And lift your hand like this. And say this prayer, first of all, in English. Say, Jesus, thank you for coming to this world.
Thank you for coming to this world.
To die for me.
To die for me.
To shed your blood for me.
To share your blood for me.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
I love you.
I love you.
I thank you.
I thank you.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me
for all my sins.
For all my sins.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
I am a dirty sinner.
I am a dirty sinner.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
And wash me.
And wash me.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
I am a liar.
I am a liar.
I am a thief.
I am a thief.
I am jealous.
I am jealous.
I am wicked.
I am wicked.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Oh God.
Oh God.
For all my sins.
For all my sins.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Today.
Today.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
I receive the blood of Jesus.
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 I receive Jesus Christ.
I receive Jesus Christ.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
And my Master.
And my Master.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Clean me.
Clean me.
Wash me.
Wash me.
Save me.
Save me.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me,
Jesus, from all my sins.
For all my sins.
I open my heart. I receive Jesus. As my Savior. And my Lord. Thank you.
Jesus.
For saving me. Please write my name. Please write my name. In the book of life. Now, say, please write my name. In the book of life. My name is. Mention your name right now. My name is John, whatever. Mention your name now. Please write this name. In the book of life. Right now.
My name is.
Mention your name again. Please write my name. In the book of life. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. For writing my name. In the book of life. Now lift only your left hand like this.
Your anganga pacham.
Say after me, Satan.
Satan.
Listen very carefully. In the name of Jesus. I will not follow you again. Satan.
I bind you.
I will not serve you again.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
I will serve Jesus Christ. Satan, I bind you.
From my life.
In the name of Jesus. Now lift your two hands like this. Say after me. Say, Jesus.
Jesus,
I thank you. You are my Savior.
You are my healer.
I love you.
I believe in you.
I thank you. Now wave your hand and say, I love you, Jesus. Wave your two hands. Say, thank you, Lord.
I love you, Jesus.
I praise you, Jesus.
I thank you, Lord.
Marakata shabalamano sandala bakamara dalababa. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your turn.
Yo. Timmy, Bukwa Pam, Uleba Tilena, Yale Kanile Pampi.
Please, everybody.
Ninda Yesu.
Ninda Yesu.
Ndosi.
Ndosi.
Kicha kujua kumina. Anne le twin Cap Dandrignani Canang Mami Ninda Yesu Ndwasi Kujuakamina Cadanche Nisali Canang Mami Kujuakamina Ke Ninda Yesu Messi Kayotuabatala Samakinimba Kirichamata and Pilimi Manganuma Monangana Samakinimba Ninda Yesu Mayimbe Layake Yes, I am in my uncle. Yes, I am Ninda Yesu Mayimbe Layake. Yes, I am in my uncle. Samakinimba Mimayimbe Lemafala Boni the chapel me Matuambrimo Mo Bapi Yonamanta Wuna you Ubakada Ninda Samakinimba the chapel me Nembadangani Peace TC Kakwanu Sini Kalia Mamanda Nimadin Da Dumina. Yes, I am Benny. Could you come in? Nina, what? Manganamanangana. The Sassana. Get the filling me. King nyame chai kechan kwa ono kwa dinata nida yesu ndimba tisi samakinamba the chapel me mema yimba lema fala agboni dumina ndimba tisi ngalu duonsi ngalu tisi
yes
kitu sama duo
yes
dinata kanye kabina Mutu ambeta abakaso.
Yes.
Nida Yesu.
Jesus.
Ndosi. Kaki. Kitai. Kina nyami. Kina mwaka ngani. Kina kwa nasu yuo. Ndimbari chisidi. Kami. Kukuli yami. Dandana we. Aba atu kina mwana tupalo. Yoda ganga pacham. Wika Yesu. Kami, Kinumbo,
yes,
Maya, you see, Bami, yes, who you are, Nida, yes, I am Brini,
Jesus,
Domina, good one, cha, you have a cock on one,
Jesus,
yes, I am Brini, Nida, yes, you are Baba, the Kinumwasi. Ningama wele mosi ka kami ka filimi aja pana sna de filimi ka changono pa dumina ndache ka balufu
oh yes
ka yabama
oh yes
ka babutam
oh yes
damete kamili de chiti malufu
jesus
lufu ba mwa
jesus
dumina ya yola Ngalu tuone si, kujua cha, yuo mukaka ndoona.
Jesus,
wave your hand.
Wave your hand.
Amen.
Wave your hand. Oh yes. Give Jesus a shout of hallelujah.
Shout.
You know the campaign is morning and evening. So tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, we are here again for another time of the preaching of God's word, praying for the sick, and the Holy Ghost baptism with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow, everybody in Saboba. Everybody in Saboba will speak in tongues in the morning. Yes. Tomorrow morning.
Yes. Tema kwale mina ye kinye ne kichapwini la fa kichapuna nye pony ne ka fule bodo taka fa mele mie beno kale wendo ka fa mele mie ko mola funya ngwi tumamo le unu kwale kakia chabo ya momo tumamo ye kat fa gwi mola funya kilal lambri ya ya mola funya ya kona re kala le li sa kele da badana
and tomorrow night is the last night so make sure everybody must come to the crusade with 10 people from the house. Everybody. This is not a crusade for any religion or any church. That's why we are holding in the open.
Kakia, Faye, let me go quiet here. Oba ganke, Faye, uni momo, timi bibidona, timi kababu no kipi. Kidu kwenye tibapu kide. Crusade umina ya church ya yobabe, le church umina. Nima plecha timinga nilipa, kabu nga ni church uba adipweni.
It's a healing for everybody in Saboba. Salvation and healing. Beautiful. Now, it's time for miracle power. A rain from heaven is about to fall on you. Miracle power is about to fall on you like rain.
Yes.
Because Jesus is here now. Wherever you are, put your hand where your problem is. Receive it now. Healing. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Father, thank you for your healing power,
yes,
that is falling on us right now like rain,
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus,
receive your healing now wherever you are, whatever problem you have. Jesus is healing you right now.
Yes, we'll be tasting.
I am the Lord.
flowing in this place.
Yes.
First, let's move back. Something is happening. Something is going to hit you. Power from Jesus.
Power. Yes.
Put your hand wherever your problem is. Miracles are taking place.
Yes.
Power is flowing in this place. Father, thank you for miracles.
Yes.
And deliverances that are taking place right now. Receive it.
Yes.
Receive it.
Receive.
Receive it. Receive it. Makata barabara
shoda.
Snakes are coming out.
Jesus.
Serpents are coming out.
Serpents.
Deliverance is taking place.
Power
is flowing in this place. Receive your healing.
Yes.
Receive your healing.
Yes.
If it is your eyes, put your hand on your eye. Put your hand on your eye. If it is your back, put your hand on your back. Whatever the pain is, whatever the problem is, put your hand there. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus' name.
Mataka barala.
Yes.
Maraba. Yeah, yes, yes, yes. Anybody who is falling down or screaming or rolling, bring them to me in the front.
Yes.
Quickly. From everywhere. Something is happening. Come out, Satan. I bind your power.
Out.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Yes, yes, yes.
Many people are being delivered.
Power.
Because there is power.
Power.
I lift my hand up.
Jesus.
Against the serpent. Against the snakes. Against the wicked powers. Unclean devils.
Yes.
And I cast them out.
Out.
Come out. Come out.
Come out.
Come out.
Come out.
Come out.
Come out.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus name.
Be free.
Be free.
All over this place. People are being set free. People are being set free. Anybody that has fallen down, screaming, rolling, bring them to me.
Bring them here.
Right now. Bring them to me.
Jesus. Ramasundala Baba, Yandalaba, Kadababa, Imenimo Sunde, Lebreka Sandala Baba, power, 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 power,
satanic power,
yes,
satanic power,
satanic power, by now,
Kabadabosha. I cast it out,
cast it out,
cast it out,
Jesus,
I command it,
yes,
I command it.
Yes, so
put your hand on
your head. Put your hand on your head.
Yes.
Right now. Any power that is dominating your mind. Any evil. Every serpent. Every dragon. That is dominating your mind. I bind it in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And I cast it out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Put your hand on your stomach, your belly. Any power that has taken residence in you, that has taken you as a house, as a home. Tonight, I command that power.
Yes.
Come out.
Come out.
Come out.
Come out. Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Now lift your hands, everybody. Thank God for freedom.
Yes.
You are set free tonight.
Set free
from every power of
darkness.
Lift your hands.
Yes.
You are free tonight. I declare you free.
Jesus.
I declare you free.
Jesus.
Jesus. Anyone operating in witchcraft.
Yes.
Witches.
Yes.
I arrest you right now.
Jesus name.
All witches. All witchcraft.
Yes.
Anyone operating in witchcraft.
Yes.
Come to the front right now.
Yes.
Come to the front.
Come
God
the
is setting you free.
Yes.
All forms of witches.
Yes.
Any type of witchcraft.
Yes.
Come to the front.
Yes.
And kneel down here.
Yes.
God is setting you free.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come right now.
You
are a witch. Operating as a witch. Come here. And kneel down.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Satan, you are finished. Satan, you are
finished.
Satan, you are finished. Satan, you are finished. Satan, you are finished. Satan, you are finished.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Matagabala.
Yes.
Matagabala. Matagabala. Matagabala.
Rababa. Mayaba. Yes. Manta bosh kapabaya. Rema mayanta la baba. Yamo azidere bosh.
Oh yes.
Mikata baba ya. Mayata baba. Imama yandalaba.
All practicing witches.
Yes.
To the front. To the front.
Yes.
And kneel down. Practicing witches.
Yes.
Come to the front.
Yes.
And kneel down. If you are a witch practicing witchcraft, come to the front and kneel down. Join those kneeling down and kneel down. Otherwise, your end has come.
Yes.
God is setting you free.
Yes. Freedom.
Now, you are the Lord that healeth me. Come on. Oh yes, he's a healing Jesus. Now put your hand where your problem is right now. Somebody with a lump in the breast, God is healing you. Somebody, one of your eyes cannot see, God is healing you.
Yes.
Somebody has a pain in the back, God is healing you.
Yes.
Somebody, you are here. You have lost weight. You are very sick. You are about to die. Jesus is healing you.
Yes.
If you know you are practicing witch, come and kneel down here.
Yes.
Come and kneel down. Wherever you are, God is touching you. God is healing you.
Yes.
You are being healed.
Yes.
Put your hand there right now.
A miracle is happening.
Oh yes. He's a healing Jesus. Somebody, you have an eye problem. Put your hand on your eyes. Miracles are taking place. Miracles are taking place. Jesus. He's a healing Jesus.
Healing Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus. He's healing you. Jesus saved right now.
Now, right now,
check yourself. If God has done something for you, maybe you couldn't see. But now you can see. You couldn't hear. Now you can hear. You couldn't walk. Rise up and start walking now. God has done a wonderful miracle. Wherever you are, God has healed you. Wherever you are, even if you are far away at the back, if God has healed you, come to the side here. Come to the front. And I'm going to pray with you again and take some testimonies. If you are a practicing witch, tonight is your last night. Something will happen to you, and that will be your end. Tonight, come and kneel down here in front of me. I will pray for you. You'll be set free.